to go. So it's recording, but yeah. So like a Mossad thing.
I mean, well, it doesn't take long to type Israel created Hamas into Google.
Really? Do it.
A lot of positive.
Do it. Put it in. Let's see this shit. I'm curious. But yeah, that video, it said, I'm going to try to look it up now.
Israel helped spawn Hamas, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah? What does it say? So you're saying or hypothesizing that they actually have people that are on the outside shooting shit in, or are they paying people to shoot shit in?
They created Hamas, and it's like it's controlled opposition. So there's real people who really believe in their dogma,
mm-hmm.
and their goal,
yes.
right? But the people that are really pulling the strings are tied to Israeli intelligence.
Okay.
So the PLO, which is the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which was led by Arafat. Remember that guy, Yasser Arafat?
Yes.
They were gaining popular support, and they were trying to do it they weren't trying to be terrorists. So it's a lot harder to gain sympathy for your position when the people you're trying to reach a deal with or bargain with are friendly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But if you always have an enemy.
Yeah.
Then you always have that sympathy
right.
to call upon, and you always are able to make yourself look like the victim.
True.
And
yeah.
It gives you the pretense to
To be aggressive.
We're only responding to them attacking us.
Right.
But in reality, you're attacking yourself. It's a false flag.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Interesting.
It's just, it has the ties of intelligence around it because we're not recording, are we?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
We aren't.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, because
what?
I just wasn't really ready.
Oh, that's all right. Well, it doesn't.
But.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, so let's see. The video I was talking about was called Israel Attacked by Rocket Fire from the Gaza Strip. Let's see what it said. Some 700 rockets were fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip over the weekend. What nation other than Israel would tolerate this? Israel has the right to defend itself. Watch this video. From Reuters and PragerU. I was actually watching this earlier. It seemed very interesting. Let's see.
Rockets on Israel the past few weeks has the Jewish state to thank for it. Existence. Hamas launched in 1988 in Gaza at the time of the first Intifada or uprising with the charter now infamous for its anti-Semitism and its refusal to accept the existence of the Israeli state. But for more than a decade prior, the Israeli authorities actively enabled its rise.
Where are you getting this from?
The Washington Post.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the thing. It's like my
reputable?
Mom still doesn't believe me. I'm like, Mom, the Washington, all these sources that everybody...
Is Washington Post like a left-leaning publication for the most part?
Most people would consider so, and that, but like,
what's the conservative one? There's like only two of them.
The Washington Examiner.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought there was like one or two of those big.
The USA Today.
Publications that was more right leaning, and like, but the majority of them are obviously going to be, you know, on the left.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what is that saying? Like, what's the TLDR on that? That too long didn't read.
Hold on a second.
Don't take your time. Take your time. Another thing is, we could do it in the evening too. I wouldn't mind like drinking a beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not really much for drinking beer at noon.
I feel you.
But if it's like 6, 7, 8 p.m., it's a little different, you know?
Like I said, maybe we shouldn't go fucking full Israeli.
Yeah, right.
In the first one, but hold on a second.
It's interesting, though. It's very interesting. I've seen some of those videos, too, on like, LiveLeak or motherfucking... there's this other website that you can... You remember how it used to be, like, Rotten.com?
Mm-hmm. The Dirty?
There's, like, The Dirty. The new one, and LiveLeak used to have pretty much any video you want as well. But even recently, like, LiveLeak, there's some shit that you can't find on there, as far as I know. Like, for example, the New Zealand Christchurch video. But there's a website called the, it's called the, hold on, let me look it up. It's called, like, the NYC, the YNC, and that's, like, the new, yeah, it's called the YNC, and that's, like, the new site, as far as I know, that will have, like, videos that you won't see on other shit. Like, I'm looking at it right now, and here's one of the first ones, says, brutal axe murder in the middle of a street. And it does also have a lot of porno on it, but, let's see, brutal axe murder in the middle of the street. But why was I even talking about the YNC? Why did I even say that?
The who?
Why did I bring that up? The YNC?
What is YNC?
The YNC is like a, it's like a rotten.com, like live leak kind of thing.
Just for topics and things to riff about?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Brutal axe murder in the middle of the... You just got done listening to the flagship episode of Dan and Wally, or Wally and Dan, whatever we're going to call this damn thing. And I hope you like it. If you did, make sure to click like and subscribe, leave a comment, and press the notification bell to get updates on new episodes. All right. Have a great Monday, or whatever day this is. I want to figure out how to do the music and shit.
It's a highly rated podcast, but I was on episode 3.
Yeah. Oh, really? So one of the first ones?
Yep.
Nice. Let's see. And then if I start looking at other shit, does it...
Like, All Things Comedy Network, that's Bill Burr's. They just... All Things Comedy just got bought up by Comedy Central.
Really?
But this is, like, professional. Like, he's in a studio with somebody else doing all the fucking... technical
a shit. Producer.
Yeah, producer.
Yeah.
Podcast. It's been a while, me amigos. You guys can recall for it on Twitter. I love doing it.
Are you recording? Like
said, oh, this is your episode.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Podcast. You don't know who's in the conspiracies, who's not. And as we open every show, we tell you this is not.
We need copyright strike this.
Yes. I know. We need like a thing. You know how some of them they'll have like two squares, and one would be like your face, and the other would be mine. Like similar to the one that you were telling me about the sys thing.
Yeah, Streamlabs. Right?
Streamlabs.
Didn't we download that?
I have Streamlabs too. But they're doing it live. But they're doing it.
Last time we were doing this, where you could move the squares on the screen.
Yeah, you can on Streamlabs.
That's what they're using. Streamlabs.
Interesting.
But boy, you'll see, I'm Skyping in, and I'm just on my laptop.
Oh, really?
At my house.
Yeah.
But when we go, like, I believe my face comes full screen, like, as if you don't notice, right? Like, I think it's that well produced.
We'll see, right?
Yep.
Okay. But the reason I'm saying that is I think it would be interesting if we could do, like, commentary on, you know,
like the
Reddit.
Cis guys do.
Reddit or whatever, you know what I mean?
The Merch just followed me on Twitter.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, those guys are interesting.
Probably get that guy to do our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're all about putting other people up.
Oh, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Interesting. What's it called? But yeah, because there's always going to be things to comment on. For there to be commentary on, as far as like with Reddit and shit. Oh, and there's coffee out there too. Like, if you want some coffee, I'll probably go get some here in a minute.
Is there like water?
There's a water fountain. If you go through that door, there's a bathroom and a water fountain. I gotta take a shit here in a bit at some point anyway too. Oh, that's cool.
But like, eventually, I think I'm full screen, so it doesn't look so. Well, the production there is a little bit.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people mispronounce my last name. It's Radoff, but people want to say Radloff or
Radoff.
Randolph.
Radoff.
He's got a comedy friend who used to do a podcast with named Stephen Randolph, so I think he probably confused himself.
Oh, okay, okay.
Who's another funny comedian?
Call me right back. I'm going to try calling again.
Do you have a good laptop?
Yes.
Or one that's
this
at least...
This was the one I used for Skype. I just don't know how much that the Streamlabs will bog it down.
Oh, yeah?
It's a few years old. It's probably three.
I kind of want to get a new one. You can get, like, a pretty decent one for, like, $350, I think. I need one anyway. I've used that one from Hayden I've had for 2 years.
I use...
And I haven't liked it the whole time.
Mine was free because I just paid airline miles for it.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a value of about $300.
Right. How many years ago was this?
The day before the inauguration of Trump, so about 2 years.
The inauguration?
Yeah, the day before.
The inauguration was what, January 2017?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just before I quit my job. Doing
really? So you were still PI at that point?
Yep. Just got sick of traveling.
Yeah, being on the road's tough, dude. Oh, yeah, I do want to talk about Dr. Mary's monkey at some point, too.
It's crazy, because he cut... In fact, we get into it not as much as you want. We get into a lot of stuff, but he cuts me off a lot when I try to talk about Dr. Mary's, so it's like he didn't get the full flavor of it.
Yeah.
But we go into some other crazy stuff. I swear I'm, like, full-faced on the screen at some point.
Were you... was there a limited time? What was the time parameter? But was he like, hey, we're going for an hour, or was it just, like, fucking
brisk? He was. There's a studio that does a bunch of podcasts, so yeah, I think they rush him out of
it. Okay. Serious tip. When you run a mechanical bull, is it all about getting those titties to pop? Yeah, I was blessed by, I don't know if you know, Larry Pollack, the owner of Saddle Ranch, he opened up one up here. And then us, like, commentating on this is fair use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm in it.
That too.
But sometimes it doesn't matter, especially when All Things Comedy owns it.
The fair use thing?
Well, I mean, like, technically they could copyright strike it, even though I'm in it, because it's theirs.
But what if we use it appropriately as far as, like...
We have to pause it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't think it would happen.
Right.
Sam but there's going to be... Instagram pic, I don't think he's going to copyright strike me.
Right. There's going to be other shit, though, that we're going to comment about, though, that, you know, to add context, we'll want to show what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Yeah, go ahead.
Just so you see, like, how, like, minimal production looked kind of good.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
That's close enough.
Have you watched it 100 times?
No, just like five.
Yeah. I also wanted to talk about the Tony Robbins thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the reason I made me post about it...
Oh, so that was the name of the episode, Dr. Mary's Monkeys, and he didn't let you really expound upon it?
We just, like,
really?
Got into a bunch of stuff, but when we finally got into that, he cut me off a lot.
Probably it was a time issue, you think, huh?
No, just, like would, like, just say something and, like, veer off on another tangent.
Yeah.
He was distracting at that point.
Both of y'all were fucking going ADHD and shit.
You should watch it, like... If you get time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like 52 minutes.
Yeah.
But what the fuck were you saying right before that?
The Tony Robbins thing.
Oh, yeah. Because my cousin, she went to go see him and I think, like, walked across fucking fire rocks.
Yeah.
And I just wanted her to... She's a young, attractive, like...
Oh, really?
23-year-old professional dancer. I just don't want her to get fucking mind-fucked by Tony Robbins.
Well, fuck. That's, you know...
But then, did you see what Mike Martin posted?
No, what did he say? Pull that up. Because I've not been to one of a multi-day Tony Robbins event. I did go to one in November. It was like he went on for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
He's very, very charismatic. He's very, very uplifting. I haven't eaten yet, so my blood sugar's a little low and my mind's a little fuzzy. I can't think of the right words, but
no worries.
It was like very, you know, you left feeling like with a good feeling.
This,
you know,
the thing is, this Michael Martin, he's a Stronghearts head instructor. He said basically like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
I saw
so
this.
So much good.
But read it anyway.
Yeah,
read it anyway.
Most of these types of people eventually do this. It's sad, but the power takes them over and corrupts them. They think they are above laws. It doesn't take away the good stuff. That's what I was like. It's unfortunate so many gurus do it, but yeah, he's done so much good.
Yeah,
and like,
it's
Michael
like,
Jackson did a lot of good too.
So, did you read the? It was a BuzzFeed article, right?
Yeah, I was. You know,
did you read the whole thing? I read the whole thing.
I don't normally trust BuzzFeed.
I don't either.
I read a lot of it.
I don't either, which is why, I read the whole thing, and I was like, okay, the whole power corrupts absolutely thing, like, yeah, and, like, I've not personally been in, like, a position of, like, power or influence, like, certainly nothing like Tony Robbins, but I could see how...
Perspectives, too, what maybe the person just, they truly believed that that occurred, but they're just fucking nuts. And he
wait, say that again?
One of those girls actually just perceiving it so off. And
yeah.
He was not being a creep, but she thought he was.
Right.
And she truly believing that, not just being full of shit, trying to make a story up for profit or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, okay, say it again.
It could be that this woman, these women, right?
Yes.
Perceived it wrong.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, they actually thought he was being creepy.
Okay.
And yet he wasn't.
Like, when he...
So they're not lying about it to BuzzFeed to try to make profit. They actually thought it happened, but maybe their perception was skewed, and he wasn't being creepy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And do you think part
so
of that
they're
too?
Not lying, and he wasn't creepy, but it's real because they perceived it that way.
Sure. And do you, what part of that do you think the fact that we're looking at things now through the lens of 2019, things are different now. And, like, how much of that do you think...
That's what I was basically kind of just alluding to.
Is them looking back and being like, hey, maybe this was kind of fucked up. I didn't think it at the time, but now, things are different now.
I think we should spend less time trying to figure out what women are thinking about.
What women are thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time with that already. Shit's, difficult enough trying to figure out my own shit. You know what I mean? But what's it called? There was something else I was saying too. So let's put yourself in Tony Robbins. I personally read the whole thing. I didn't think it was that bad. You know what I mean? It was, there was some stuff you're like, that's, it is what it is. But let me play devil's advocate here a little bit.
Okay? What was like the worst case scenario? Cause like
he would do shit like it reminded me of something a rock star would do. Like they do shit like they'll have their security people like see if you pick her out and see like for example like your cousin. You said she's what a very attractive exotic dancer.
No, professional like. Ballroom like professional like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and then she's attractive. She's an attractive gal.
Yeah.
So okay, let me play. I think this is what I was saying. To play Tony Robbins' devil's advocate here, like let's say, and then I think too, part of the article was talking about a lot of this kind of happened at a time. I think it was like 2000 or something, like pre-2000 when I think it said he got married again. I think it said he's been married twice, and the second wife came in. I think it said 2001, and most of the shenanigans in the BuzzFeed article are talking about when he wasn't married.
Yeah,
I guess this period of time.
I did factor that in when I read it.
Sure. So let's say you're post-divorce Tony Robbins. You're fucking this larger than life guy. You're traveling the world. You're making tons of money, and you have. It also talked about how. The Tony Robbins camp alleges that a lot of these women became... Part of the gripe of the article was a lot of these women were, like, dismissed. They were, like, fired or whatever without really giving, like, an explanation. And by the way, too, in this article, most of the women, like, said that it was, like, an overall positive experience. But to continue what I was saying before, like, imagine you're Tony Robbins and you have all these... Very, very attractive young ladies.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Pursuing you, like, relentlessly.
If I was in his position, would the same story come out about me? It could possibly. I mean, I don't know. How deep did it get? Like, what was the creepiest charge you had?
It was just, it wasn't anything. There wasn't, like, a Ben Roethlisberger, he was fucking inside a room, with a girl and there's security standing outside the door and she's alleging like, forcible rape or what. There's nothing like that. It was all just him, like I said.
Being a single guy,
kind of maybe pushing his boundaries a little bit with the selecting girls from the crowd. There was a couple instances where it talked about how he like would whisper in a girl's ear, something kind of sexual. Or, something to the effect of, like, you want to come back to my room kind of thing. It also says that he, like, would sometimes, you know, be nude or in the shower.
That was the part that was like, that was.
And have his assistants come in
and
shit.
Yeah, that right there was.
But I mean.
Because, like, at least Louis C.K. was asking permission.
Yeah, and that was another thing with the Louis C.K. thing. I was listening to somebody talk about this yesterday, I think, and they were saying how a lot of the women that, you know, alleged.
Yeah, I don't want him to, like, pull that out of my cousin is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but didn't it say a lot of those women, like, gave him permission and they were, like, cool with it?
Did you find that?
Can you pull it up? Because I don't know if I think if I get out of this, it's going to stop the recording.
Yeah, no worries.
That was the issue last time.
And you know what? The reason I posted it too is because the
we're in an overly sensitive
time. The bar
being
lowered is what you're asking. But no, that was the one part that really. Thank you for reminding me that, like, being nude and having them come in.
Yeah, and
because I just pictured my cousin, like,
this is not like a Harvey Weinstein.
He's a big guy, but I'd fucking shake his back and choke him.
Who's that? Oh,
Tony Robbins.
He's
6'8". He's a fucking giant.
Yeah, I think it's like he's 6'7" or some shit.
He's like, he looks like he's almost like
ogre
size.
It was nothing like compared to like a Harvey Weinstein.
No, that was pretty Harvey
this
Weinstein.
Was,
that was pretty. They
I read
Harvey
this.
And him converged. They crossed swords on that one move.
On what move?
The naked part.
It was like complete. This is like night and day, dude. I gotta be honest. I read that article.
While you were,
okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
On the topic of Harvey Weinstein, I have a friend who's a private airline stewardess.
Yes.
And so she's, based out of Los Angeles.
Yes.
So she has.
There's that too. If you want to help yourself, I rip it up here all the time. No problem. I sit up there and drink coffee in the morning.
I'm not worried. But thank you. I'll hit it in a second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the Harvey Weinstein, you know, a stewardess or a private airline.
Or flight attendant, whatever.
Stewardess, whatever.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a great woman.
we don't have to be.
Anyways.
We don't have to be sensitive.
But
here.
She is. She's like,
let's keep it real.
She's a... Anyways.
A nice
so
gal.
She's been a flight attendant for Harvey Weinstein, where he, opened up a bag of pretzels and let him spill all over his lap. Yeah. And then, but the best part is she's also had Chelsea Handler on the plane doing this, pulling the same Harvey Weinstein bag of popcorn. so fuck. Nothing more I hate than a hypocrite. But,
yeah,
you know,
double standards.
Yeah, one of the reasons I forward this along is because that's from Bullshito reposted it, and Bullshito usually doesn't post bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of their calling card.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I did read, and you reminded me. The part that struck me the most. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt until it got to the nude part. That's what
But I mean, is that like the. Is that. And we're also talking about something. All this stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Louis C.K. asked permission.
Louis C.K. asked permission, as far as I know. I haven't done extensive research on it. I've just, you know, I heard something yesterday from someone I deemed to be credible.
He had a power dynamic, which I don't think he did at the time.
But, okay, so
here's another
thing, okay? And I can't pull up the article right now. Maybe you can check this out. But let's say the shower thing was, like, the worst thing, okay?
I just don't want my cousin to...
Right. No, and I...
Unless she's into it.
Maybe yeah, right. Every girl is somebody's mom, daughter, sister, wife, what have you. But let's say the shower shit was the worst thing that happened. And if I... Correct me if I'm wrong. The article is, like, kind of broken off into two parts. Like, there's the shit, like, 2001 and before with, like, the sexual stuff, the shower shit, where the other gripe in the article is... And this is another thing I want to expound upon or talk about more. Is the shit from the last couple years with him and the Me Too thing and the whole victimization thing, which is, again, another thing I wanted to talk about, the whole victimization thing. Because his whole thing is...
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Do you follow Kyle Dunnigan?
I've seen him. Joe Rogan has reposted that guy a couple times. I've seen a couple of the videos are pretty funny.
Sure, that's funny. It's a new one. But anyways, what were you saying? I apologize.
No, you're fine. The latest gripe against Tony Robbins is his being, you know, what is perceived as dismissive of people that have, you know, been victims of domestic violence or sexual violence.
I didn't know
his whole thing, and I'm totally down with this. I've been listening to more stuff that talks about this recently. It's when you perceive yourself as a victim or through the lens of a victim. like, it allows all this, like, terrible shit to come in, like, anger and resentment and just all this negative shit. And it got me thinking about it, like, I think back to times where I've behaved, like, shitty, and usually it was when I got into a situation where I, like, perceived myself as, like, a victim in some sense, and it made me, it allowed all this, like, negative shit to come out. And with the Tony Robbins thing, that's what he's telling, his message is, don't let that thing that happened to you, this horrible thing, don't let that define you. Don't let being a victim be your identity, because it's essentially like chains holding you back from fucking moving forward. But what the Me Too people and the BuzzFeed people, and they've been coming after Tony Robbins.
It's a hit piece, because victimhood has equity now.
It does, and they've been coming after him for over a year now. There was that thing where
I mean, it's partial. I mean, that's their... I'm saying there's still things in there that bother me.
Sure.
The nude shit. But I feel your perspective, and I don't think he, like, okay, it's one thing to go after him for being creepy, but the other shit is he's telling the truth.
Yeah, you want to read? Is there like a couple things you maybe could pull up? We can maybe dissect it a little bit.
No, I mean, what do you think? Jesse Smollett went and tried all that shit because he knew.
The victimization equity thing, like you were saying. Yes, it's so fucking weird, dude.
And it wasn't, like, I would have respected it more if it was simply just to, like, make Trump supporters look terrible. That was it. But it wasn't. It was so he could make more money as an actor.
Yeah.
So he was, like, it was, like, and then he keeps coming, like, out saying he's innocent. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm the gay Tupac and all this shit, like, still doubling down.
It's crazy.
Like, dude. I'd be happier if he just was like, I was trying to spark a civil war.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I respect that.
I love how the fucking, the mayor and the police chief fucking blasted his ass. I love that.
When the Democratic mayor of Chicago was like, this motherfucker.
What's it, Rahm Emanuel? Is that his name?
It was, okay, so the easiest way to, I recognize corruption, especially in law. Really easily, because I had worked in law enforcement or in the legal system for the public defender's office,
and
went to school for my major. So I just know when I see an aberration, when something. So when the girl when they recuse and they you know,
this is what are we talking about again?
The Jesse Smollett.
Okay,
they drop the charges.
Yeah,
you know, and they keep, like, it's one thing to drop the charges and give him his bond back, but they kept his bond. You're like,
yes. And the whole community service thing, too.
Yeah, like 3 days, like, supposedly hanging out with Jesse Jackson, making...
It was, like, 50 hours or some shit. And then they did a thing where they to my understanding, like, I could be wrong, like, about this, they made it retroactive to where they're like, okay, we're going to take in all that shit you've done before into consideration. You're off the hook.
And I can understand if the charges were a little less serious. Like, if he was drunk one night and passed out in front of a bar, you know, and, like, scared a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nothing.
But he tried to, like, smear over 50%, about 50% of the population in this country as...
As far as white people?
Yeah, as Trump supporters.
I think
Trump supporters or whatever.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he tried, and it, like, again, I would respect it more if it was literally just to set off a race war. But it was for him to get... And
it was bold.
$65,000 an episode was not enough for him.
What, was it only 65?
Only.
I want to say I heard it was like 150 or something.
No, 65 grand.
It was 65?
He was well, to him it was only.
Yeah.
To him. Well, to most people it was only.
Well, actually, when you think about taxes and his agents and all that shit, he's probably,
when the average American hears somebody say tried to fake a hate crime because $65,000 an episode to play make-believe wasn't enough money.
Yeah. And that's just the beginning of his career still, too. You know what I mean?
I think he's a child. He's grew up in Hollywood family, so he's been around. He's been in the business his whole life, I believe.
Yeah, and from what I've seen from him, you know, as, like, a performer, he's very talented. I've not seen that show Empire, but I'm sure, you know. Do you want to hit this? Yeah, help yourself. Please. But yeah, that whole, he did it not only for the monetary gain as far as, you know, being an actor, but he also definitely did it for social clout, or as far as, like, you were talking about equity and being, and being in victimhood and being a victim. It's like, it's, like, cool now. It's so fucking weird, dude. But, and then...
Have you ever heard that South Park?
Which one?
About... I'll play it.
Yeah.
Um...
But yeah, oh, they've been after Tony Robbins though. They've been coming at him. The other thing I thought was interesting about the article, I know I keep going back to this, but no, I just find it very interesting. Is like he's got a team of lawyers that are just fucking pit bulls. Motherfucking, like, in this article, it talks about how they are fucking writing letters and cease and desist and threatening people. And you know he's got enough money. Like, he's probably got the best of the fucking best. Like, a team of lawyers. And what's it called? But can you blame him? You know what no. I would you be doing something any
you
different
have
yourself?
To when you're that exposed.
And then if you feel like you're in the right, you're going to fucking defend yourself.
I think this is it.
Wouldn't you like to know the story of you?
Oh, yeah.
DNA and
have you seen
I'm 23% victim.
Yes.
Find out exactly
but this sums
your
it up.
Ancestors were. You might be surprised. I thought I was just a standard white guy. But DNA and me showed that I'm actually 4.2% Cherokee Indian.
Turns out I'm not totally white. I'm also part Northern Asian and even some Kurdish. I'm a victim of oppression.
The test is easy. Simply swab the inside of your mouth and send it into our labs. People made fun of me.
I'll never do that.
Fringe.
Really?
DNA and
I know what I am.
I was 8% Navajo. Nobody's making fun of me now or my people or victims.
I'm 13% victim.
I'm 21% victim. Order now and find out if your friends should be more sympathetic towards you. Are you in? Hell f***ing yes, I'm in.
I kind of want to do it. I ordered it a year ago. It's just been sitting in my closet just, literally for a year.
You're going to be in a... is your DNA already in like a...
I don't think it is, but I don't plan on raping any...
Before?
No. I'm not...
Why would you voluntarily give somebody else that?
I kind of want to know. I'm interested in the history, the lineage. I'm not like super... I'm no more narcissistic than anybody else.
It's like the likelihood of you getting in trouble or like somehow that your DNA
gonna...
being put in nefarious hands to set you up for a crime.
Who knows? I just, right now, I don't think I'm that important, but, you know, and there's so many people that's doing it, but I think I understand what you mean, though. I'm curious to see. I want to know if I'm like Scottish or Irish or if I'm Native American or Sub-Saharan African. I just find it interesting. And then there's all the other shit it does too. It talks about like allergies and like sensitivities and I've heard of some people it talks about like, oh, you come like you have a high likelihood that you have like ancestors that come from like this place in like Sicily or some shit.
I'm Sicilian.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think that would be cool. I don't think I have Sicilian, but I don't know.
Sicilian, Russian, and Ukraine. But I think some of that Russian and Ukraine part's kind of redundant, but not really, because part of my family came from Odessa in Russia and part from Ukraine.
So. Really?
But at one point, they were the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But they're still separate. So.
Yeah. I would love to go to... I heard Odessa is one of the most inexpensive places that you can go to.
I heard Russia's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I would love to go to Russia or Ukraine.
Got some... I think Putin gets a bad
and yes,
rap.
That is partially because their women are very attractive.
I'm sure Putin's done some shit in the name of his country that people would deem evil, but I think for the most part he's done probably a great job for his country.
Yeah.
Because we were like robbing Russia blind after the fall of the Soviet Union. With Boris Yeltsin in there, that guy drank himself to death. Do you remember him?
Yes, kind of.
Like... His like last few speeches were like
really
like he was like we looted the country.
Yeah.
And all these oligarchs that you always hear about that Trump's involved with, we kind of put them in place after the fall of the Soviet Union. So it's
makes
like,
sense. Did you ever see that Vice video? Oh, it was so good, dude. I'm not like the biggest fan of Vice anymore.
Me either, dude.
I used to really
shit where they're in the jungle looking for fucking shit that makes you like. Did you ever see the one on scopolamine in Brazil where the devil's breath, where they just
scopolamine? It was Colombia or Brazil?
Colombia.
Yeah.
Like this one guy was like, this girl came up to me and like blew something in my face. Next thing you know, I helped her move everything out of my apartment and empty my bank accounts with a smile on my face.
Was that the one where was that the one where there was this one guy who said he was like fucked up for like months or years afterwards?
I bet you that Sirhan, who was cute, was the guy. He did fire from his gun.
Who's Sirhan?
The person that
for me or who anybody
killed
else
killed Robert Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
Or who's been accused of it.
Okay.
He was involved,
alleged,
for sure, but there was more bullet holes than his revolver had bullets.
Oh, really?
And the shot that killed Kennedy, based on all forensic evidence, was from the back of the head. So
interesting.
He was like the patsy, the distraction, and he was always claimed to have no memory of it. And it's a history of hypnosis.
Yeah.
But then after I learned about scopolamine, I was like, you know, sure there was hypnosis, but if that shit can do that, then that's all you need.
And yeah. And you know the CIA would do some nefarious ass shit like that.
They know about it.
They definitely would. And they're like, well, let's experiment with this and use this fucking useful idiot.
Yeah.
Why were we talking about scopolamine in Colombia again?
Vice.
Oh, Vice. I was going to say, did you ever see the... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's still going. We're at 28 minutes.
I just want to make sure it's still recording.
Yeah, and then I don't know how to add... I want to be able to do, like, the little musical interludes and shit, and maybe have some music.
Like I said...
different segments.
Yeah, that other Streamlabs might be...
Streamlabs, we'll play...
professional and...
You want to pull it up? We can play with it now. It's but I was going to say... did you ever see the Vice... one with, because we were talking about oligarchs and shit. Did you ever see the one where they went to that oligarch in Russia and they flew out on a helicopter and the guy was like, he's like, when are we going to get to like Sergey's place? And they're like, this is all Sergey's place. Like, we've been in Sergey's place like for the last 30 minutes. And then they get there and he's like this like eccentric, like fucking like stereotypical like Russian oligarch drinking vodka. They went to like the spa. He has like all these. He had all these like guns and hunting. Did you see this or no?
No. I'm
we should pull it up.
Just hilarious. We should pull it up. Like, no, it's the whole place.
And he's got a smoking hot like 23-year-old wife.
Who, I might be too distracted to try to play with this.
No, no, it's cool.
Vice Sergey, like Vice Russian oligarch.
Yeah. And she, it was funny because she went into like this beauty pageant, like this big like Russian beauty pageant, and she won, and. I mean, she's gorgeous, but there was like...
This guy with the bear?
Yeah. There was like reports that he had like bribed the judges for her to win and shit. And she kind of like... she kind of like said it like jokingly, but it's like... It's probably not a joke.
No.
Like, oh, a surprise.
It looks like a beautiful place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would love to go to Russia or Ukraine.
I think Russia would be a bit more...
I want to. Why not do both? Fuck it. While you're already there, you know what I mean?
Yes, one. The short answer is a very lucky few. In the early 90s, private citizens with the best connections.
You have to be careful. Don't come back with no Ukrainian wife.
I'd rather Russian, Ukrainian, Eastern European, Colombian, or Brazilian. Like wheelhouse.
Oh my goodness.
That's I used to be really into Asian women when I played poker every day.
Yeah.
Hey. I was at casinos and there's a lot of Asian
Taste change, man. You know, people evolve. You know what I mean? Your palate expands.
I'm not saying I'm still not, but
Your palate changes.
They're ranked on. We're about to go meet Sergey. That sounded pretty misogynistic. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Sorry for having eyes and a penis.
Squats.
This is Sergey's place. This entire fucking place is Sergey's. He owns pretty much the entire north of Russia.
Did you see the one where they were like South Korean or North Korean slaves working in Russia and had no idea and thought they were still in North Korea?
Yes, this shit's crazy. That's I liked that shit about Vice. You know, I can still watch some of these old ones and be like, these are cool as fuck.
Now it's all SJW shit.
Yeah, it's fucking... There's a wave. I swear, there's a wave.
Shane Smith's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah. There's a wave pushing back against that SJW stuff.
It's just inevitable pendulum.
Yeah. There's a big, big push coming back.
I don't know about Russian cuisine, but...
But look at her.
Caviar? I definitely eat some caviar.
She's cute as a button for you guys that can't see.
Sofia...
Arigazogosova. She speaks good English, too, so you know she's educated.
Which one's the guy riding the bear?
Him.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Who are these other guys? Is Yes Man?
Stooges. Oh, and the Vice Guy.
I do like a lot of, because a lot of this cuisine crosses over, like, basically, like, standard Jewish fare.
Yeah.
That's why I think Judaism is more than just a religion, because I don't think I can think of any Christian cuisine.
Right. No.
So maybe
they're like, joking around about him having someone put a gun on the judges for her to win.
Right. But just because he's a
But maybe they would be more Russian cuisine and just happen to be Jewish people.
I'm not familiar with really Russian cuisine or Jewish cuisine, actually.
Like, you ever been to a deli, like Choppies?
I don't think so, no. What's the just like pastrami and shawarma?
It's probably more American versions.
Yeah. Like, I heard shawarma's really... I mean, I've had shawarma.
That's more like a Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
like I cross over a lot.
Yeah. I sometimes eat at this Middle Eastern place in South Scottsdale called Golden Bakery. You been there?
So my brother's mailbox shop's right up the street.
Is it?
Yeah, you could like... Dude, that place, they take a long time.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Like, and when you try to order on Postmates, it's like every day's got a different menu and it's like 70 minutes and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
With that chicken shawarma wrap.
I like it.
I had it like 4 days in a row.
Yeah,
dude,
I like
that
it.
Is bomb.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
I don't like the pickles, but the rest... I can just get it without the pickles and it's good.
It just got to be one of the most authentic Middle Eastern places I've been to.
Really?
I've ever seen.
No shit, because I don't have a lot of experience with Middle Eastern places. So that one's good?
Like, I want to go there again because they have so many things on the menu I've never tried.
Yeah.
That chicken shawarma was so good. I just ordered it like 4 times.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucking, I found something I like.
No, it's like, if you were in the Middle East, it would be just as the same.
Be just like what you get there?
That's as authentic as possible.
Nice. That's
not an aberration like American Chinese food.
It isn't bastardized.
Golden Bakery, yeah. So, speaking of...
Just want to pause it? Yeah.
Speaking of...
were you pausing or pointing?
My brother's shot. The DEA came in with a drug-sniffing dog the other day. He has a...
Oh shit, really?
A mailbox shop.
Yeah.
Like post office, a P.O. box.
It's a mailbox, et cetera, right?
Yeah. Well, it's called the mailbox shop.
Okay. But they have P.O. boxes too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like apparently somebody mailed something from his location and then it was intercepted.
Yeah.
And so then, or that somehow they knew about it and shipped it anyways.
Yeah.
Right? So somehow it's at my brother's place. And, the DA comes in with a drug-sniffing dog, and they search the place, and the way the dog alerts is by biting the box, but they don't want to, like, jeopardize the test by just putting the one box they know might have something in it by itself, so they put it amongst a bunch of things so the dog can, defense attorneys can't be like, what the fuck, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dog ended up biting, like, a bunch of boxes, like, next to each other, I don't know, just by accident or proximity of our, like, regular customers.
Fuck, dude. So what happened with that?
The box... was like a toy that had something in it shipped from here.
Yeah.
That was intercepted. Like they.
So did they find drugs?
Yeah.
What was the drugs?
I don't know. I forgot to ask. I think it was weed. It would be the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. What happened to the other boxes that got fucked up?
I think my brother just would tell.
Just
the,
sorry, the DEA.
Sorry.
Again. Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah.
The DEA drug sniffing dog bit your box.
Yeah. Sorry. Hope it doesn't fucking ruin whatever is in there.
You know how paranoid the person would be leaving the place? Like, what? And it's like, still here? Is this a setup?
Yeah. Like, what's going on, man?
But I was like, that's like, they come in there. It's probably at least the second story I've heard about the DA coming in.
Really?
But I'm sure that's...
I wonder how they knew about it, because I know
like
people that ship weed all the time.
It gets mailed from my brother's place. The post office picks it up. And then at the post office, they hit on it. But then they do a controlled delivery.
Really? Huh. I've heard that...
Somehow, I don't know.
I heard
it was at my brother's shop.
I heard that UPS is the way to go if you want to ship weed and shit. I don't like... I don't ever do anything through the mail as far as, like, ordering shit, like, through...
Like,
Silk Road or anything, you know?
I don't even know how to get to the dark web.
Yeah, I don't either. But I still...
I figure, like, if you know how to... Like, it's a trap. Like, if you can get in there...
Yeah.
They already know you're in there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's not. I don't think anything is.
It's like how.
I don't think you can guarantee anonymity on the internet. I think the term internet security is an oxymoron. Right.
Right.
There's this software called the Promise software, and it's like a what's it? So it's like P period O period. When you type, like each word is another word, but together they make what's it called?
Like an acronym or a.
Yeah. Is that acronym? So Promise.
Like fear, false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's an acronym.
It was designed for prosecutors, like court systems, attorneys' offices, like to talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like...
I'm still listening. I'm going to turn off this air conditioning and see.
No worries.
So that way we can have a sample of...
Somehow during the... creation of this software, people got involved from the intelligence services and put a back door in it. So then they were selling this software to like other countries.
Really?
And as soon as this country installs it in their like intelligence service or government software, all of a sudden we have a back door. So basically what
it's
I'm
like
saying
a bug,
is like there's no such thing as
internet security.
Yeah, it's called The Promise Software. There's a great book I read. It's really not like an easy read, pretty detailed, from a woman who investigated the murder of a reporter named Danny Casolaro, who was looking into this scandal. It leads into like the music industry and drugs and Iran-Contra and like the, you know, international drug. It's really an intriguing thing.
So what were we talking about, the weed thing? What was the acronym thing? What was it?
Promise. The
Promise.
Software.
Promise. And so this was software that is like a
like a Trojan horse. Somebody created it with good intentions to help these court systems talk to each other, right?
Yes.
But somehow it got hijacked along the way, and a backdoor was put into it, and it was made to work for like, basically, it was a software for any government, like law enforcement, intelligence, courts, to like do case management. And it integrated a lot of systems.
Interesting.
But then it was also like they sold it to the Israeli intelligence service, who
of
sold
course.
It to the Chinese, who sold it to the,
yeah.
you know, so basically everybody has this software with, and everybody has a back door to it. So there's really no secrets at that level, is what I'm saying.
So
among
you,
certain groups of people who have access and knowledge of it.
Yeah. So you're thinking is that by participating in the dark web, you would maybe get, you know, put on a list,
like,
similar
yeah.
to if you...
Under the illusion of going there under a complete anonymity,
sure.
as soon as you go there, they know somebody cues in.
I'm sure there's a way to...
But a lot of people do somehow do business and not go to...
Right.
But they probably, you know, these people aren't as big as the other ones that go down.
Sure. And then so what you're saying that you get put on a list similar to...
I'm just speculating. It could be totally anonymous.
Similar to, I've heard that anytime you buy a money counter or a pill press, that you supposedly get put on a list.
Oh, dude, the DEA would go to, you know, when you use your VIP, this is 100% fact, the VIP card at the grocery store?
Yes.
They'll get, grocery stores will send them the information, and they'll look to see anybody buying an exorbitant amount of Ziploc bags.
Oh, really?
And then they'll start, and then from there they'll use that to go to find your address.
Really?
And then they'll go and dig through your trash.
It just, really? That just seems like a lot of work.
I know. And it probably is not
it's
as much
probably
as back
easier,
in the 80s, when, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it's, you know,
isn't it easier to just like get snitches to flip now than to do all that
too,
garbage
right?
stuff?
More fun.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure there's
fun.
Just a fucking algorithm that does it now.
Yeah. With the fucking bags and shit.
I worked with... When I worked at the public defender's office, I worked with a lot of retired law enforcement, one being a DEA agent who came face to face with Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
While he was a DEA agent, he had to go retrieve a bug out of Bulger's vehicle because Bulger was working with an FBI agent.
Mike Connolly?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Mike Connolly tipped off Bulger to the DEA bug in his car.
Really?
And they wanted to go retrieve it so they could keep it was their property, and they didn't want technology out on the streets of a bug. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So they didn't want the criminals to get it.
Yeah. So he literally had to go face to face with Bulger.
Really?
He fucking hated Connolly and the FBI because of it.
And this was someone that you knew. He was telling you that story. That's fucking
old. Fucking from Boston or Connecticut, I can't remember. Al had the accent, just a great dude.
Yeah.
Good Catholic Irish.
A good Catholic Irish boy.
Yeah, just put it like
Southie boy.
The opposite of Conley.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking interesting, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some coffee.
Another like local Phoenix PD that was attached to DEA like task force in the 80s, and pictures in his office with like fucking
him with like George Bush. Oh really?
Like lots of coke and guns and cars and shit, not just like, you know, you see these pictures now, like five bags of weed and some vape pens and these cops smiling like they took down Pablo
I think Escobar. I think I seen that was like a meme from a couple months ago, right?
Yeah,
I remember that. That shit's funny. I'm gonna grab some coffee. Help yourself. There's cups.
Is this gonna be dead air now, or you can't
I could stop it.
But it will be one single file.
Yeah.
Don't pause unless you have and can.
Yeah.
If you can pause it, then pause it.
I don't even think we need to, because I think I can come in through the back end and cut out any dead time.
You can edit between...
I don't know, to be honest.
Let's leave it going, then.
Yeah, let's just let it go. My battery's not going to die or anything.
Somehow we could edit it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll play it. This is like the beginning stuff. Like I said, I would
we
like...
We had a good flow anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And then, like I said...
We could come back and lose our steam, but we put in a good 40 minutes.
Yeah, and then, like I said, we'll play around with the Streamlabs shit, get our beautiful faces, for everyone to see. Then we can have the screen where we could look through Reddit and shit and YouTube videos. Speaking of that Whitey Bulger stuff, did you ever see, this was a few years ago, I think it was like 2012, the FBI put out this like 2-hour long like documentary about like all the people that are on the 10 most wanted list, and then a bunch of other shit, like people that had been on the list before, as well as like other fucking...
He was number one until 9/11.
Yes. I think Osama bin Laden, I think, was already number one because of the first World Trade Center.
No, he wasn't not for the first. It was Ramzi Youssef in the first Sheikh Omar. Trust me.
Could we, if we could find it, I'd like to... I think it'd be an interesting, because it was the part about Bulger was only like 5-10 minutes. I'd be down to like watch that.
Because
it was really well done.
That I didn't read.
Yeah.
That was a story about how a homeless cat helped capture Bulger in Santa Monica. Helped find, and I didn't read it. I posted it to like read later. I'm gonna pull it up.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
We'll go over that.
Hold that.
Did you hear about the comedian who's during his performance the other night in Florida, they called 911?
Yes.
Somebody in the audience?
Yeah, we did talk about that too. What was it? Ahmed?
Yep.
Back here. Live at the what?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Ahmed at all, but that is just to go back again, and this is going to be a common theme, the SJW fucking thing. It's like a disease, man. Like, what was it that was?
It's the main reason I voted for Trump, because
he's going to win again,
because at bottom line, we got to have an asshole to combat that nonsense.
Yeah, dude, and that's what I'm... I feel there's, like, this big push coming against it. Like, people are fucking sick of that shit.
Besides stopping Hillary, that was another reason. I just was like, do we have to swing back to center? We don't have to go all the way back to fucking crazy town.
Yeah. We don't have to be motherfucking, 1960s Alabama.
Although, you do realize what happened in Alabama.
The abortion thing.
That was pretty much the 19 way back. So anyways, but here's
that is like the most messy topic.
Yeah, we should that is like that's not a good topic.
I don't think we're gonna
we're two guys we shouldn't on a podcast we shouldn't be talking about, but we could talk about a homeless cat in Santa Monica about at Whitey Bulger.
Let's go back to
we're trying to get off the ground. We shouldn't.
It's admittedly a very, very difficult subject.
Yeah, of which I should have very little say, but basically I'm gonna sum it up real quick. Are you pro-choice or anti-consequences, quoting Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, that's, isn't it? It's interesting how comedians are so good at, providing social commentary.
I ultimately think a woman should still have the right to choose. You can't, prohibition of anything teaches us that it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
It just creates, it's just insane. Women should, just like, it's a complicated issue.
Super complicated.
I'd rather talk about a homeless cat.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, totally cool.
So,
we'll save that for another day. So how about Israel?
No. Boston mobster Whitey Bulger, who was killed in prison last October, said he predicted that feeding a homeless cat in Santa Monica will cost me my life. The insight was included in one of the letters Bulger wrote from prison to Marin County resident Candace Lynn and published in the Boston Globe on Tuesday.
Well,
in a letter dated June 25th, 2017, Bulger said his girlfriend Catherine Gregg, who shared a love of animals, had insisted on taking in a homeless cat named Tiger that a longtime neighbor had been feeding. When the neighbor moved in to the nursing home, Greg began feeding Tiger twice a day outside the Prince George's, blah, blah, blah. Bulger Road attracted the attention, and yeah, that's what I thought.
Keep
that
going.
Guy was so careful. He knew it exposed him to the sight of the neighbor, and that
The cat.
The burp. Because
they had.
Bulger wrote, attracted the attention of a neighbor across the street. When the FBI featured Greg on TV, Bulger wrote, the woman called the FBI, which led to our capture.
Yeah. I've heard from, like,
he was
interviews.
So careful up until that point. Like,
yeah.
It's like, so that's why he was thinking about shit about
Ryan.
Feeding his cat's gonna fuck me.
Yeah, well, that was one of the, they were known for, they had a reputation for being very kind to, like, stray cats and dogs and shit and feeding them and stuff. And,
well, he wasn't very kind to humans.
No, you know, not at all. I heard, he was a fucking asshole, dude.
He was an FBI informant.
That too.
So he was a rat.
Yeah. He's not a good guy, objectively. But, oh, yeah, see if you can pull that up. Type in, like, FBI 10 Most Wanted documentary. Because it was cool, too, because two of the people, I mean, not cool, but I found it interesting.
Did you say it was 60 minutes?
It was done by the FBI. It was, and they did a really good job. Whoever they hired to help them with that did a fucking killer job. Fuck, dude. That one I might have to, like.
Dude. I felt like I got incarcerated last weekend because I watched this show on Netflix called Jailbird. It's 6 episodes of the Sacramento County Jail, mostly the women's side of the facility. You know how, like, downtown Madison is stacked? It's like towers.
Right? No.
Anyways, so I realized where hella came from. It came from Northern California, in Sacramento specifically. Everybody in there was like, hella.
Well,
hella,
I think
hella.
That's already, like, known.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're younger folks.
Yeah.
How old are you?
31.
Yeah.
Well, I had a kid. I had a friend from the Bay Area back in, like, 2000.
Plus, yeah, I could add proximity.
Yeah, 7, 8, and he was, like, he would say hella, hella, like, every other word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, So then there was a thing I didn't even know, and I used to go to the jails and for work and have to visit and inmates and get them to sign paper or ask them questions and shit. But they had the system there, talking on the toilet where everybody would empty out their bowl.
Oh, really?
And so, like, not only could you, like, talk, like, the girls were talking to the dudes from, like,
oh, really?
The tower, the floors, like, right above and below, maybe even farther. Like, they would put, like, stacked toilet paper rolls just so they could make it more, and put it in the hole so they could make their voice louder.
Yeah.
Or to listen. But then they were also passing pictures through. So they were, these girls and guys were having relationships and be able to see each other.
Of course.
And they called it talking on the toilet.
Yeah.
And then they were also passing drugs and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, one point, these two girls are, like, pulling the line up, and there's shit on the line, and they're like, oh! And they're not even, like, that phased about it.
Really?
And then at one point, these dudes get pissed off at this one girl for not showing love, and they flood her cell full of piss and shit.
Really?
And they're like, this is a common occurrence.
Really? Oh, my, that's fucking madness.
Dude.
That was in Milwaukee?
No, Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
County jail. It's on Netflix. It's called Jailbird. But it's like, after 6 episodes, I was like, dude, I feel a little bit incarcerated.
Yeah, I can't watch,
like,
those.
Yeah, especially if you've had to be there for.
Yeah.
I'm fairly lucky. I spent a total of 4 hours in a cell with 3 or 4 of my friends laughing our asses off after getting arrested for skateboarding.
Yeah, that's not such a bad experience. What's it called? What was I about to say? The Sacramento, the jail thing. I was gonna say something. Fuck.
This is probably the most wanted guy right now, Robert.
I can't find the.
Robert William Fisher. I think he burned a house down in Arizona.
Well, yeah, he was on that documentary too. That's why that he came up. I put him in the search to see if that would. I can't find the video. The video, it's like 2 hours long. It was done by the FBI. It had, like, all the 10 people that were on it currently at that time, which was, it was like 2012, maybe 2010. And then it had a bunch of other people on there too. It had that guy. There's this guy named Adrian Cruz, the guy that fucking escaped out of the courthouse here in Phoenix, and he was gone. They found him like a couple years ago. But yeah, it was really interesting. I'll look for it later.
What was I gonna say? Oh.
But that's really interesting about how the inmates would communicate and stuff, and how they had the male female interaction. And, They didn't send up their panties, so they flooded the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like, holy fuck. Whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Please don't ever do that again. She's like, this is the third time it's happened to me.
I know.
Please keep doing it.
I know. They got nothing else to do.
She's like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Give them some love. Pretend.
Yeah. Oh, what were we gonna talk about though? You were saying something about a video.
Anyways, I was about to say. Just one more thing. Did you ever see that? Since we were still fairly close to Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Did you see the Black Mass, the Johnny Depp version of the movie, of his portrayal?
No.
Anyways, it was based on...
I heard Johnny Depp was really good, though.
Yeah. It was based on a book called Black Mass that, in fact, mentioned the guy I worked with by name.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. That was probably pretty cool when you read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, like, real-world experience is a trip. I went to... you ever heard of Kot? It's like a Somali, Middle Eastern type...
Kot. Yeah. That's like a big thing in Yemen and Somalia.
They, a lot of their refugees, immigrants, whatever, that live here get it shipped here.
Really?
And so we had a case where our client had shipped it and got caught.
Really?
So we went down to the U.S. drug lock up on the border between here and Mexico. Literally went into the drug room to the suitcase.
Wow.
Where it was stuffed. It was like, by the time we got there, it was like... just rotted, like, imagine if you had spinach leaves in your fridge for, like, a year and it just became, like, liquidy.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, but when you
have you ever done Kot?
No, I'm sure it's probably similar to, like, a lot of caffeine or cocaine.
Or Kratom or something.
Yeah. Well, I hear, like, I think I've only done Kratom once.
I have some Kratom. Do you want some Kratom?
I'll try some.
Okay.
I heard, depending on the dose, it can be an upper or a...
Correct.
Or a pain reliever.
Correct. Yeah. Your mileage may vary, but yeah, there's some people that say if you take a little bit that it has more of a like an uplifting effect, and if you take a bunch then it's more of a downer. It's different for everybody. There's different strains, different strengths, purities.
I did like it. I got it from Lee. Is he still struggling? Do you know?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure if he still has a wife and a family, so he's doing good.
Yeah, outside looking in, breathing.
Maintaining, not getting sick.
He seems happy. He's got a beautiful family. Seems happy. I see him on Facebook and Instagram going to, like, softball games and shit and taking pictures, having fun with his family, so...
Oh, dude.
He's a functioning... I'm the same way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've gotten out of control in the past, and I think he probably has to...
That's why I'm in my car, one reason, because if I have any everyday access to weed, if I can just go to the dispensary, I know myself. Like,
yeah.
I'll abuse them. I'll be, like, on edibles every day.
Racking up them points.
Yeah.
Those loyalty points.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the main reasons. It's like... So a lot of times, like, if I go to the buy a beer, I'll just buy two beers instead of a six-pack. Because if I have a six-pack, I'll drink three instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like that with some snack foods and, like, cookies. I can't, I don't have cookies in the house, I'm just going to eat all that shit. I'm going to get stoned and fucking wake up the next morning and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, so just learn to fuck it.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die, dude. I've had so many crazy close calls, like as close as you can get to really not have. Like I've never like spent a month in a hospital recovering from like
Ebola or some shit.
Or like had a traumatic break, like Nathan. Man, holy fuck, that was horrific.
Yeah,
what he went through.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine.
That's why I'll never like. Those are my fear. Like I ride a bicycle, no problem. But fuck a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm not. And then with the infection thing.
Motorcycle or a dirt bike.
The infection thing. And then it becomes the thing is like, this could kill me.
And the cost, the time. And
I wonder how much he had to pay.
I'm sure it was a lot of money he didn't anticipate spending regardless of his insurance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, even if it was just $7,500 for a deductible, it's just that's still $7,500 you didn't need to pay out.
Yeah, and I mean, that's assuming that it's a $7,500 deductible. Yeah.
And it's never on.
Yeah. We can always scrub shit, too. Like, if there was something we're like, I don't know if I want that to be in there. We can maybe go back and trim it out. But if we're ever going to be doing something live, we got to be cognizant of, you know, who or what we talk about.
I swear, Jay was trying to put together a live podcast one night. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But I don't think he ever got into fruition or something at some, like, hip-hop club.
Yeah. I think
that... Jay, like, sometimes he's brilliant, but most of the time he has some stupid questions on Facebook.
Like what? What was one of the latest ones?
Like, just like, serious question. Would you rather shit in your hand or in your... Would you rather shit in your right hand or your left hand?
Yeah, sometimes those questions are fun. Like, would you rather, you know, get... fall out of a plane without a parachute, or
he's much smarter in person is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And then he's different than his online persona.
Yeah. So if you just saw him from his online persona, you might be like, man, this guy is, how old is he?
Yeah, you're like, what's, yeah. A little arrested development.
Yeah.
Or
maybe he's just like not serious at all.
He's not, he's taking it serious. He's just being a dad. Like,
maybe when he writes serious question, it's like the exact opposite.
Could be.
And it makes total sense.
He's playing chess and we're all playing checkers.
God damn it.
He's playing 4D chess.
I never thought of it in that perspective until today.
4D chess move.
You recorded that. We can't.
What?
We can't have that.
No? Yeah, well, I think, okay, what we're doing now is we're just riffing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want to hurt the guys. That might hurt his feelings.
And I think, like...
Because I like him.
This isn't going to be what we always do. I think we're going to get to a point...
I'm just saying, if you upload that and he hears that, his feelings might be hurt.
Maybe.
I don't mean to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely get to a place where I don't worry about...
hurting somebody's feelings?
Yeah. If we're just talking about other shit...
Really bad if I hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but if we're talking...
So selfishly, I don't want to feel bad more than I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right. But...
Like, I'd like to hurt... If I could hurt somebody's feelings and not feel bad...
Yeah. But you're not a sociopath. You actually care about what other... The fact alone that you even take that into consideration means that you're, not a sociopath. But what I was going to say is, what we're eventually going to get to is not something where we're talking about, our own friends and shit.
Yeah.
We're going to be just talking about other people.
We were pretty much not up until that point.
Yeah, and then...
And it's my all on me.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. We're just riffing right now, fucking around. But, what's it called?
I also call them... Anyways.
Arrested Development and stuff.
Do you fuck with Snapchat?
No. Yeah. I did look at the girl filter, though. I'm not going to lie. The thing that came out this week where you can make you look like a woman.
Apparently,
I looked at it. It just.
Yeah. I want to see myself as a woman with a beard.
Do you have it? Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's in the red. Oh, the max. Perfect. Okay. So the maximum recording time is 60 minutes. And we're done.
That's different.
I didn't get to do that. Denver was cool, though. I like Denver, and there's a lot of good-looking ladies walking around downtown Denver. Lots of cool food spots.
Crowded?
Not super crowded. Who is that right there? Was that? What's her name? Oh, okay. Never mind. That might one of those jiu-jitsu girls.
This fucking cat died today.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's some good
news. More people care about that cat than most humans.
Yeah.
Hey, watch your fucking mouth. Surprise her. As they replace you with a... Earth 2, Leo, Chantix replaced you with an animated turkey. I was replaced by a fucking turkey? After that, no turkeys were safe. I was whacking turkeys like it was Thanksgiving. Hey, I keep seeing your fucking commercial.
Oh, what was the other thing? There was something else that was interesting. Something that was floating around the internet.
Dude, there's always stuff floating around the internet.
That's the beauty of it.
The Steve-O bit. Jesus, Steve-O, that's fucking impressive.
Wow.
Oh, that's not Steve-O.
Oh.
Either way, it's impressive. But I was like, damn, yeah. Steve-O.
Like, damn, he's in good shape. I knew he was in the circus, but...
Jesus. That's probably more trust than strength.
Mm.
I don't trust myself to backflip onto it.
Yeah.
But I think I could just bounce for a second in that position.
Back, Mike. Got away with that one. Half shot by Floor. Lee just drops right back down on
him. Bang.
There's something else.
Oh, dude, this lady was on Rogan yesterday, and she wrote a book about Area 51, and what kind of similar to thinking what I thought.
Yeah.
Been thinking as the years go by that... There's more military, top secret shit going on there. Under the illusion, they created this alien spacecraft kind of lore so that it would distract from that, right? Like, the government did that on purpose, disinformation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of that. And I've seen evidence of that in a documentary. That documentary is real. It seems was on Netflix and well produced, and could either be more bullshit or the truth, but if you take it as the truth, the government has definitely convinced people that they saw alien stuff.
Yeah.
In reality, they saw top secret aircraft, like the stealth bomber and shit like that.
Really?
Experimental top secret shit that we've never seen. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then this woman comes on and talks about how she had this source, among other things. He was like, he had a top Q clearance. Like, have you heard of Q that's going around? Q?
I think so.
Like, this guy who seems to say trust the plan and that Trump's like trying to get rid of the deep state and all that shit.
Oh, no.
Q posts these like messages on 4chan, and he's allegedly like an NSA insider that's like leaving these breadcrumbs to like let people know that, you know, Trump's in there to be a hero and all this shit and
yeah.
arrest all the evildoers, right?
Yes.
There are a lot of people believing the shit, and it's probably either just somebody in their basement or a literal government disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
But they call themselves Q, and they claim that they have a top Q clearance in the government.
Yeah.
And that if you research that, it's directly with the Department of Energy.
Yeah.
That has like all the atomic stuff. So, I mean, but.
Oh, so she was talking about all that kind of stuff?
But anyways, she had a source who had this real deal Q, had this clearance and knew all the secrets.
Yeah.
About what was going on at Area 51. And what happened was Stalin, alleging from this source, took these malformed or retarded children and had them either put to death or they were dead
yeah.
and had them surgically altered to look like aliens, and had this ship, this space, like an airplane
yeah.
with a drone attached at the time, what they called a drone, which
yeah.
couldn't fly on its own, but they like released it and let it fall.
Yeah.
And they, so they fucking make this whole scene, make this drone look like a fucking alien spacecraft, and they land it publicly, or at least where enough people find out somewhere here in America
yeah.
to force us to cover it up. Or have us convinced that these are, some people convinced that these are real aliens.
Yeah.
Right? So then part of what this guy also claims to have seen is that we were trying to pay back Russia or learn from them and do that. We experimented on like half-breeds or retards here to alter them to look like aliens.
And yeah.
Because they realized this was like part of Stalin's brilliant propaganda.
Yeah.
And this is what her alleged source, who's now dead.
Oh, she's talking about this on the podcast?
Yes.
Really?
In the book she wrote.
Really?
This is like, it's a really good podcast. And this is like the alleged source that let her know all this with the top secret Q clearance, finally said he could, she could reveal his name after he died. And he's like, was in his 90s when he passed, you know, in the last year or so.
Yeah.
And she still hasn't put it all out there, but she might come back and do another podcast with Rogan to like reveal his name. But like,
really?
If you're to believe all of that, it's a more plausible explanation than alien spacecraft. I believe that there is probably alien life. I just don't believe like it's these people saw this. Like in this other documentary called Mirage Men,
yeah,
it was about this top secret, this Air Force disinformation agent, whose job it was, or specifically with this one person who was lived in New Mexico, I believe, but witnessed some, lived too close to a military base,
yeah,
Air Force base, and saw a bunch of strange things flying in the sky,
yeah,
and was like telling people he saw aliens, right? So they had to like, they went so far as to like manufacture like pieces of alien spacecraft that looked like it fell off a ship,
mm-hmm.
and put it in the woods and then lead him out to it and
yeah.
like stuff, and like totally mindfuck this guy.
Yeah.
Ruin his life. And like he goes, there's one scene in the documentary where he's at this convention for like UFO alien types in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's just like sitting in the back of the room. He's like, I caused a lot of these people to be here.
Oh, really? That's funny, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
So add all that together, and that's a more plausible explanation.
Of course.
Than a spacecraft is.
Oh, 100%.
But I never, ever considered, like, you know, like, that Stalin angle. Like, that's some funny shit. When I heard that, I was like, that's some funny shit.
Wow.
A government conspired to fabricate alien using retarded or spare, you know, deformed children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the most nefarious of ways.
Holy shit.
Altered their bodies.
Yeah.
And like rigged them up, dumped them.
Yeah.
And forced us to like deal with it.
Fuck, dude. That's very interesting. Huh. I was listening to.
So somebody could have, they could have done that. I'm assuming they probably, if the Russians went to that length, they purposely knew where they were going to drop it and probably did it in a populated area where there was plenty of witnesses to actual,
yeah.
they thought were aliens.
Yeah.
That the government had to, you know, hush hush and then
yeah.
make it top secret, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Joe Rogan also turned me onto this, it was like an NPR or like a Radio Lab thing about the Russian misinformation campaign as far as like with the troll farm and everything. Did you listen to that? It was like an hour long.
I mean, I know of.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And then Rogan also had, I was listening when I was driving to Colorado and back, he had on these, like, I think it was like a CIA guy who was talking about, yeah, and he was talking about how, like, Russia is, like, you know, that's, like, part of their, like, who they are, is, like, meddling in other shit, like, meddling with democracy and stuff.
Yeah, it's not him and Trump getting together saying, because everything they've done while Trump's in office hasn't benefited Putin.
No.
So, I mean, it just doesn't match up, right?
No.
And then I'm inspired, but the Russians are always meddling in our election from time, you know, since before we were born.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're really good at it.
Yeah.
And they do shit like organize, like, KKK rally across the street from a fucking LGBTQ.
That's what it was talking about.
Each other. They just want chaos.
Yeah, that's what it was talking about. They did that thing in Florida where they had these two fucking, you know, protests or whatever, like, next to each other, and they staged all this shit, and it was really interesting, and...
Putin's doing what's best for his country.
Yeah.
But also, us not going to war with them and letting them be, right? We don't just cause chaos is also a benefit to us. So just because that's what he wants, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't want.
I think America would just completely demolish Russia were it not for the nuclear weapons thing.
No, Russia sacrificed 1 million people in one battle in World War II.
Yeah.
They sacrificed over 26 million people total in World War II.
But we just have a larger standing army. We have much better technology. We have better allies.
Russia's... you can't... Dude, there's a reason there's people like Khabib who wrestled bears when he was growing up.
Right.
Because they're Russians.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever fucking...
Dude. I'm not saying it'd be pretty.
No.
I'm not saying it'd be nice.
We don't have the guts, dude.
You don't think so?
No, dude. And then they got the fucking even crazier people there, like the Dagestani Muslims, like Chechens and shit.
I think
even though they might fight each other right now, they'll probably unite to fight us.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
They would eat our lunch.
I think America.
We don't have, like, especially the way people are, like, who would be in the army right now?
Right.
Just a bunch of soft ass kids.
Yeah. Right. But I think, okay, as far as what that goes, I think Americans are brave when they're called to it.
We don't have to nuke them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. I don't disagree. But if they were to, like, attack us or something, I have.
They're on the side of right in Syria, right? Everywhere.
I don't know.
Like, being assholes in Venezuela, they're there to help. Like, they're invited guests, and we're the fucking people trying to cause harm. So apparently something's wrong, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're also playing there. Sure, you know, they're also looking at what's best for them, but they have the moral high ground.
Yeah. Well, we're getting into the position of whether you think that America should be meddling in other places in the world or not. Is that in our best interest or not? I don't know. I think there's a good argument on either side.
I'm sure there's a healthy amount of meddling we need to maintain, but it doesn't involve regime. I mean, we don't have... Maybe we should get better. Like I said, Russia has a moral high ground. If we could do it in a way where every time we involve ourselves to our benefit, we were looked on as... the better people, a wanted guest, then maybe for good reasons and bad, things would get better.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no profit in that.
It's true.
every time a bullet is fired by the military, every time a bomb is dropped, just picture like ching, 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 dollar signs. It's just dollar signs. Just picture a fucking set of bullets, just
dollar
signs flying out of rifles. I've always I'm not an artist, but if I could, I would draw something like that. A bomb does anybody good, especially the shareholders, when it's sitting on a shelf.
True. Yeah.
Remember when they fired off that Moab? They're like, we just got to get rid of this so we can build another one.
The Moab?
The one, like, right after Trump took office. It's like the largest thing.
Mother of all bombs.
Right before a nuclear weapon. And they dropped it in Afghanistan for, like, basically no reason.
Really? Really? What happened with that?
It was shortly after he took office.
You know, another funny, interesting, random one I heard was this incident that happened between North and South Korea where there was, like, this tree that was obstructing the view, and the Americans and the South Koreans went in to go trim it up, but apparently the tree, have you heard this? The tree the North Koreans believe was planted by Kim Il-sung or whatever. So they went to start trimming it, and they come out, And
what was I looking up?
The North Koreans. You were looking up mother of all bombs, yeah. Afghanistan. So they come out and they talk to the North Koreans and they go, okay, you can trim it. And so they start trimming it, but then the North Koreans come back and they're like, wait, no, actually you can't. And then something happens and then the North Koreans end up fucking attacking them with like hammers. And they killed, I think it was two Americans. Like there's like a video of it and you see the American dude like laying on the ground. And so what they did was this is what they did, dude. They fucking mobilized like all their ships. This is the Americans. Cause like two Americans got killed and it, like with a fucking hammer to the head. That's fucking awful. And so they took all their ships. They posted them like right outside of North Korea. They had a bunch of like jets, like, and they basically pointed a bunch of fucking huge guns at North Korea, and they're like, "Hey, we're going in and we're taking the tree out." And so they pointed all these fucking guns at them, and they came and they took the fucking, they removed the tree completely. Isn't that funny though? And then, but then, Pyongyang, the North Koreans. They were like, instead of fighting the tree, like, they were like, oh, okay, like, they capitulated. Because literally the Americans were like, we were fucking pissed off, I guess.
This thing's fucking...
What are we looking at right now? Oh, and then you were going to say something about Darlene, too.
Forgot.
Something about what she posted about some guy or something? Oh, I got some more kind of... I got something that you might find interesting, too. This is other shit we're going to have to scrub.
Dude, look at this bomb.
That doesn't look bad.
It just hit like, they just dropped it in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, we got that off the shelf.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a test run. Maybe that wasn't the actual one in Afghanistan. Yeah. Either way, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
They're not building them to keep them.
No.
Sitting on the shelf.
That's not how it works. But I would argue that America should have a fucking mighty military. We are blessed and fortunate with being the most prosperous nation in the world, but then there comes a responsibility with that. As far as, you know, setting an example for the rest of the world. And yeah, sometimes it's not pretty. I know there's some stuff that goes on behind closed doors that's not so awesome, but... So what's the thing with Darlene?
She just made a post about is how many people on my friends list have ever been sexually assaulted, and by that I mean anybody touching you in an unwanted way sexually. And so I put yes because of my...
Your experience, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you about the babysitter.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, whatever. And then she's like, a lot of her friends, you know, she's like saying that she's glad I did that so that people would see that guys can be honest.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I don't know. Well, I'm like replying back, that's nice, thank you. And I was like thinking, I don't know if I'd be so honest if I had to suck dick for apple juice.
No.
I was just like, would I be? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just because it was a female babysitter.
Yeah. It is kind of different, right?
That was probably a little more traumatic. I was just saying it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I just wish she was in better shape. I just think it's a better joke.
Yeah.
I wish there was some, my Italian babysitters would have, not like full, like from the boat Italian, but like American Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was from, definitely from over there. She had an accent. And
yeah.
Like, she had in the basement, she had full, like, another kitchen, but it was more used for baking.
Yeah.
Like it was...
Oh, really?
And during Christmas time, Italian women making all these Italian cookies for Christmas, and I would just eat them.
Oof, that sounds good.
And hang out with their beautiful... It was like during the 80s, so yeah. You can imagine what the girls look like with like the black short hair, like spiked up.
Yeah.
Like a headband. Like,
yeah.
An oversized sweater. And I don't know. It was like...
Great time.
Like 1984.
Yeah. Great.
But I loved when Christmas came around because they lived right across the street from us.
This was in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, something about, the last thing I heard with Darlene was, our good buddy X was, like, hitting on her something.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned that. He was being creepy.
What, she mentioned it to you?
She blocked him.
Yeah. She post something on it on social media?
No, she sent me in a D's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, dude, he's fucking nuts. He's on roids.
Yeah.
He drinks during the middle of the day, like scotch, and then goes and drinks.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Like, he smokes cigarettes.
Drunk.
Like, just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's riding a motorcycle now. It's not long before he seriously injured himself on that.
I don't wish that.
No, it's inevitable.
The statistics.
And then him.
Just him, if it, just being a sober, responsible person on a motorcycle.
It's dangerous enough. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Dude.
And then, you know, what I heard was that, you know, people wanted him gone, but there is possibly a connection with him and Karen and what's the other guy's name? Her husband?
Miko
and Karen.
And what's crazy is then X left to go to Prodigy at the time was Miko and Karen, right?
Yes.
With Kevin. Kevin went over there and Spencer.
Yes.
And Michael, Hayden.
Yes.
We're all training together for a while.
Yeah.
But when did X get creepy? Because I'm sure, I don't think Michael probably would have been around him very, unless he didn't know about it, for very long.
Michael.
Hayden.
Oh. I think Hayden wanted him gone.
A lot of this, but that's all right.
Yeah, this is just this is for us. I'm not going to, like, post our shit on Facebook or anything.
Nothing but about people, you know. Huh? That's a good rule of thumb. Even if we skew off, we can always get rid of it.
But yeah, that's. I think that's a good rule because these aren't celebrities. Where, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bring people's.
We're not, the main focus is a lunatic, and we don't want to bring up either. We don't want to have to bring up our friends just to explain.
Yeah, exactly. And then I gotta wrap this up here shortly.
No
too.
Worries.
Need like 10 minutes.
I gotta go home with my dog. Anyways, he's back and weird the last couple of days. I think he's a little sick.
Kingston?
Yeah. As or that he's getting like he might be going senile and getting old.
How old is he?
Gonna be 10 in July.
He's getting old.
He's just acting weird the last couple of days.
I don't know, there's like speculation that maybe it was hard to get rid of X because he was
They didn't have many students.
They didn't have a lot of students, but the thing was, and by the way, he's hurting people the whole time he's there. He's fucking hurting people, left and right. Nothing stopped. Didn't even slow down. And
Michael likes that shit though.
Hayden?
Caden, Michael, and
Michael and Hayden.
Brazilians,
but nobody else.
Yeah.
Like literally nobody else.
And Spencer and him didn't even like each other, and they were like training with each other for a long time.
Oh, I can't imagine how.
I thought it was like finally like for Kevin and Spencer, I was like, I'm glad you, like it seems like with Colony and the new black belt you guys have as the lead instructor with Soul Fighters Association looks much more stable, and I think I just wish
the black guy or the dark guy. I don't know if he's black.
He's Brazilian.
Yeah. He seems really cool, and everything I've heard about him has been really good stuff.
It seems like they have a better chance at lasting.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing with X and. Because if you look at Karen, if you look at her, she's got some crazy abs. You know,
she fucks up dudes.
So
Michael trained her.
It wouldn't be far fetched to speculate that maybe she's taking something as well.
Yeah.
And
she called him out in class in front of everybody, saying stop taking steroids, literally in front of class, out loud.
Really?
Maybe she, maybe she's like, well, I can handle being, like, I'm not a fucking roid head doing mine.
Yeah. Or
maybe she's just ripped. I don't know. But Brazil, a lot of Brazilians, either way, they're pretty loose.
And there's not really much.
But
like,
she asked if she's under the, she is under the.
There's no drug testing in IBJJF,
is there? There is.
Really?
Yeah.
There is.
There's been a bunch of people popped.
Really?
Gabby Garcia has been popped before. Of course, that fucking.
But she's an MMA fighter.
But she's also a world champion, IBJJF.
Yeah, but who was drug testing her? Was it IBJJF?
She competes under IBJJF, yeah. Before she started MMA, she was...
Because the whole thing with the Karen, the steroids, X thing, is like, if X is selling them shit, they're not going to want to kick him out of the gym.
Maybe that was the way... Maybe he was paying in steroids.
Yeah. But that ended up being a disaster. Apparently, they're fucking, like, gypsy motherfuckers.
You ever hang out with X?
X? Not in years. I told you about the one time he came to my house and he like fell asleep in my front yard and shit. And I ordered a pizza. The pizza guy came and he had to like step over X. And he's like, is that guy okay? And we're like, yeah, he's fine. And then we smoked a blunt with the pizza guy.
Man, yeah, he's just like, you know how Ron Artest used to just wig out? Remember when he just like threw that elbow out of nowhere when he was a Laker? Mm. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Like, he had Tourette's and just like, boom, for no reason, like.
Yeah.
It was like that flagrant.
Yeah.
Turned around and nailed the guy. That's X. You never know when he's going to do something.
Never know, dude. And,
And he's just stupid, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, he like, come, like.
Why was he hitting on Darlene?
He tries to be intelligent,
Why was he hitting on Darlene?
Because he's nuts, dude.
Like, why?
I mean, yeah, besides, are you saying just, like, her personally, specifically?
Yeah, like, why out of all the people...
married, mom with kids?
Yeah.
Then shows you're a true psychopath.
It's fucking bizarre. You wonder how many other people he's done that to as well.
Dude, have you ever seen, like, he'll, like...
And that poor girl, I feel bad for that girl.
He used to date, I don't know if he dates.
He still does.
He'll, like, drill with her and, like,
on the beach,
her.
On the beach, remember
that?
He did
that? It, like, a fucking driveway recently.
Really?
It was a fucking great, I mean, it was
can you pull it up? I want to see...
I think it might have been one of them disappearing stories.
I want to see X slamming his chick around on a driveway.
What is his name on?
It's Jiu-Jitsu Nerd or something?
Jiu-Jitsu Nerd, yeah. I think it might have been one of those stories that disappears, you know?
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
X.
I know, but specifically?
Him throwing his chick on the driveway. Yeah, and then there was the whole thing with the Megaton thing, and then the stealing money thing, and the fucking... From what I gather from, you know, from who I've talked to, they seem like they're like gypsies. And they go from town to town until people get sick of them, and then they move to their next host.
And it's like documented on Reddit.
Oh, about them?
Yeah, there's like
no
a Reddit
way.
Thread. Yeah,
like no
type
way.
In go, or...
No way.
Michael and Karen.
Oh no, really?
Type in Michael and Karen Jiu-Jitsu on Google.
Reddit?
Reddit, that's not the same.
They have a whole Reddit thing? Jesus Christ.
Because all these girls saw that story I posted on Darlene's page, and they angry faced it, and I asked her in the DMs, are they mad that I... highlighted I was abused by a female, or are they mad that I got abused?
Yeah.
She's assaulted, and she's like, they were mad that you got assaulted.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I just wanted to make sure. I was like, if they're mad because I said it was a female.
Yeah.
Maybe any of those girls want to have sex with me now, darling? That's why I did it.
Yeah.
That's not recorded.
Well, we'll scrub it. Why? I'm just trying to be a little bit funny. Maiko and Karen? How do you spell Maiko?
M-A-Y-K-O.
Oh. M-A-Y-K-O and Karen?
K-A-Y-K-O.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be fucking good.
You just had to type in Maiko and Karen, you saw?
Yeah, anyone train with Maiko and or Karen in Tunis? I know Prodigy, Arizona. Don't expect much instruction.
Israel shooting at Syria.
Really? I'm just so skeptical now of the mainstream media that I just believe, I automatically assume the opposite now. So no. If they're like Bashar al-Assad is bad and gassing people and blah, blah, blah. I don't believe it.
Israel's definitely shooting at Syria. I believe that.
And then Israel and Syria are probably not cool because Bashar al-Assad is propped up by Iran, right?
And one of the other gas attacks was known to have been bullshit, and they kind of hid that fact.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just super skeptical of the mainstream media. I want to listen to like RT or something instead. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure they have a lot of bias too, or I don't. You know, a lot.
Oh,
of,
sure.
It's not about what they say as much. Sometimes is what they don't talk about.
I do the same thing with Fox News too. You listen to Fox News, and I'm kind of somewhat aware of what's going on.
I try to avoid a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't like.
I pick up a lot. I'm like.
I listen to a bunch of different shit, dude. I listen to conflicting arguments all the time. Like I was actually earlier listening to Ann Coulter. I've never listened to her before. And it's like, oh, she's got some good arguments. She's got some good points. At least from what I heard.
She'll probably wear on you pretty fast.
Think so?
Yeah. You'll see her for what she really is.
Wait, oh, really? Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I got to find out.
She said some pretty questionable things, in my opinion.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're like me. We're both very curious people. You know what I mean?
I like just to like to hear as many sides to the story as possible.
Cause yeah.
That's the best way to figure out what the near truth is.
I'm not finding any shit talking, though, about Karen and Micah, really.
Really?
Uh-uh. What else should I put in Michael and Karen, Jiu-Jitsu, Reddit. What else should I put in? Scam.
I just scrubbed it.
Scam, ripoff, problems.
Oh. I just type in Michael and Karen BJJ.
Yeah, I saw that. Anyone trained with them, but I went through it and there wasn't really any shit talking. If you find it, shoot it over to me. Alright. Well, I think that was pretty good. We got an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm starving.
To play with and shit. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go grab something to eat close by. I got some people.